This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Republican Dan Sullivan left for Washington, D.C. yesterday to take part in Senate organizational meetings. The incumbent, Democratic Senator Mark Begich, is behind more than 8,000 votes, with at least 33,000 more votes to be tallied starting Friday. Begich has refused to concede the race. Bill Walker, the leading candidate for Alaska governor, has announced his transition team co-chairs, former state senator Rick Halford and AFN co-chair Anna Hoffman of Bethel. Walker, an independent, has a 4,000-vote lead over incumbent Republican Governor Sean Parnell, who told supporters in an email Wednesday that, quote, "this race is not over," end quote. Two Anchorage chefs say they use locally grown food because it's tastier than food shipped in from outside. They also want to increase awareness of and access to local foods and to strengthen Alaska's food system. Rob Kanin and Dave Thorne, owners of Fork Catering, met years after they had both attended East High and the Culinary Institute of America. Kanin is an award-winning chef who's worked at some of the area's best restaurants, Seven Glaciers in Girdwood, and Orso in Crow's Nest in Anchorage. Kanin teaches and gives talks on cooking using locally produced ingredients. He was the chef in an internet video series, Traditional Foods Contemporary Chef, produced by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. There, he drew upon his Tlingit heritage.
I do a lot of work with indigenous foods as well, so I've got a party this Friday for 14 people. Kind of an indigenized menu, so spot shrimp, halibut cheeks. There will be some seaweed, beach asparagus, herring eggs, so it's kind of fun.
Kanin has developed gourmet recipes using ingredients such as muktuk, seal meat, reindeer, spruce tips, and berries, as well as locally grown produce.
We're actually going to go pick up almost 400 pounds of produce at the farmer's market tomorrow for one of the contracts we're working on. Work with Alaskan seafood as much as possible, work with Alaskan produce as much as possible. We're working on breaking into the local meat market as well. So we've got some pork and beef that we're working into our menu repertoire.
Kanin's partner in Fork Catering is known as Delicious Dave. Dave Thorne launched a business a few years ago delivering food from Alaskan farmers to Anchorage restaurants. He's also been a personal chef for rock stars for many years. He credits Neil Young with introducing him to using locally grown products, which Thorne did even while on tour in other countries. But Thorne says taste is what turned his interest into a passion.
We want to take your palate for a ride. We don't want you to come to a catering and just be like, oh, yay, stuffed mushroom. No, you're going on a roller coaster ride. You're getting sweets and sours and savories. And, you know, it's an experience. Food's an experience, not just something to fill us to get us to our next gig.
Thorne says fresh Alaskan produce, root vegetables this time of year, are an important part of their offerings.
Our sugar content that goes into our carrots, potatoes, strawberries, broccoli. I mean, we have the sweetest produce up here. 2 years ago, Arthur Keyes from Glacier Valley did a Brix test, which Brix is the content of sugar, and showed his strawberries had the most sugar content out of Mexico, California. And to bite into a fresh, ripe strawberry, oh, it was heaven. Oh, it was amazing.
Matsu Cooperative Extension Service agent Julie Cassio says Alaska produce is special.
Some of that is the variety that's chosen or the variety that will grow here in Alaska. But the other part of that is the colder soil temperatures that we have do tend, especially in the root vegetables, to give a higher sugar taste to the vegetables that we eat.
Cassio says Alaska-grown produce can be more nutritious than produce shipped in.
As soon as you can pick it from the ground and start eating it, that is when you get the most nutritional value. So locally grown, of course, gives you that benefit of being able to eat it as quickly as possible without it sitting in a store, because the longer it sits out after it's picked, it loses nutrients.
95% of Alaska's food is shipped in, adding to the cost of food and making Alaska vulnerable to food shortages during emergencies. Alaskans spend some $2.5 billion a year on food, sending most of the grocery profits outside. Other reasons Kanine and Thorne are encouraging people to buy Alaskan. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.